Episode 2413, What Keeps You Up at Night.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you are having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and so I want you to get your health on. You know, it is tough out there. Every single day, we're trying to do right by everybody and everything. But today, I want you to do right by your body, by your mind, and by your spirit. But the question is, what keeps you up at night? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, for many of us, restless sleep is a part of every night. However, it's not just about sleeping. What keeps you up at night? In fact, when was the last time you had a conversation about what you thought about as you laid in bed and awake, tossing and turning? We just don't have conversations about what keeps us awake. But it might actually be the clues you need to understand where your struggles are with your overall health. Now think about it. How cool would it be to understand what your body is trying to tell you just because you slowed down long enough to take inventory? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to take inventory. Best businesses out there, the ones that are succeeding, take inventory. We, as a human being, need to take inventory. This is all about what you do for yourself. I don't want you to look side to side, up and down. I want you to look in the mirror. And the best way to do that is when you're calm, cool, and collected, and you're laying down. You don't have the kids clamoring for your attention. You don't have the puppies going, come on, come on, play with me, play with me. You don't have distractions from your social media, your Instagram, your Snapchat. No, it's all about you. So I want you to take inventory. And what this looks like, there's three areas I want you to think about. I want you to take inventory of, number one, your thoughts, number two, your patterns, and number three, your concerns. Now, what I mean by each of these, when you're lying in bed, and you're thinking, oh man, this is such a long day. I'm just so tired. And, you know, man, I was working on this project for work and I could have done so much better. But, you know, well, I got it done. At least it got done on time. In fact, I was actually done early. But there were a few things that were lacking. Do you hear the conversation that's going on in my head right now? Okay. So those are thoughts that you're having. But if you listen to what I'm thinking, which I'm actually telling you out loud, you're talking to yourself. You're actually having a conversation. Now, no, it's not a dialogue, but you can think of it as a dialogue because you are consciously saying something out loud, even though if it's just in your head, and subconsciously you're internalizing it, which makes it very complicated. And our mind goes, uh-huh, I'm hearing every bit of this. What did I say in all of that? About me completing a project, getting it all done. No, it wasn't perfect. And, you know, I probably could have done better. I did get it off and done actually a little bit earlier. But, you know, what did you hear in all of that? I'm not good enough. I should have done better. I was lacking in some areas. Where did you hear me say, well, Christiane, you did it. You got it done. You got it done before it was due. Yes, there were a few mistakes. That's okay. You learn from them. You can pick up when you do the next project right there. Those are two totally different conversations. You've got to be careful as to the thoughts you're thinking. And so that means you got to take inventory of them. You got to think about your thoughts, which sounds kind of weird because it sounds like you're talking and thinking in a circle, which you are. That's why I'm telling you, you have to be calm, cool, and collected. Because otherwise, you're going to think you're crazy. And I don't want you to think that, number one, but I do want you to slow down enough to be able to say, okay, yeah, I see this underlining issue here with me and these thoughts. Now, it's one thing to criticize you, yourself, okay, you meaning yourself. I'm not going to criticize you because I don't know what project you're working on. But when you look at what you're thinking about, you want to have criticism that is done from the perspective of not that you're not enough, but that you are enough. However, there's still room for growth. So you don't want to keep really tearing yourself down. And unfortunately, we've learned that all too much. We tear each other down. So what do you think we do to ourselves? We tear ourselves down. Because honestly, when was the last time you laid in bed and you were like, oh man, this was awesome. You did great at that. You need to do it again. You probably can count on two hands how many times you've had that conversation with yourself or thought about that. And you may even think that they were fleeting moments, like, oh, that will never happen again. And you may even think that, which means you're internalizing that. So you've got to take inventory of your thoughts. The second one was take inventory of your patterns. What do you keep repeating over and over again? Is there something that you do in the evening that's actually not allowing you to settle down when it's time to go to bed? People talk about blue light and that you need to shut off your electronics. Let's get real. No one does it. I'm just saying. I'm talking to you and I don't do it. I'm on my computer late at night. Even if it's not all through the evening, I may not shut it off until 30 minutes before bed. And sometimes I even check it then. And it's not checking it just business aspect. It may be checking it to go, oh, wait, let me just see if any of my kiddos are traveling or whatever. I want to make sure they haven't sent me a text and I put my phone on silent and maybe I missed it. So I want to check it. Or maybe I'm expecting a response from an email. Well, maybe I got it. So I want to check that real quick. Very rarely do we ever give ourselves that 2 hours supposedly that we're supposed to have. How many of us wear blue light readers? I actually do. Now, I don't wear them because of the blue light. I wear them because I'm getting old eyes and I need to see a little bit better. But yes, I do have them where they're blue light. Do they make a difference? 100%. It's easier on my actual eyes. But what I want you to focus on here are the patterns. So is it something that where, you know, it doesn't work for you? There are some people that are really disturbed by blue light. There are others that not. For me, caffeine does not bother me. I know I'm a freak. I get it. I'm a weirdo. I'm built differently. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, if I have one cup of coffee, I'm up all night. Number one, I don't drink coffee. However, if I take a caffeinated beverage like a soda and I drink that prior to going to bed, just like a cup of coffee, I'm like, doesn't bother me. I can fall asleep. No big deal. I know it's crazy. But every body is different. And you've got to figure out your patterns for your body. What does that look like? And so that means you got to take inventory. And finally, number three, you got to take inventory of those concerns. What are your concerns that you're having? Is it a season in your life that maybe you lost a loved one? We're in the middle still of the pandemic. There are a lot of unanswered questions out there. Maybe you're dealing with that with your family or a very close friend. Maybe you lost someone unexpectedly in your life. So you have concerns. Concerns about who you lost. Concerns about how you're coping. And then it leads to other concerns. It gets you thinking about, well, gosh, maybe I need to look at a will. I need to make sure I get my finances all lined up. I know it kind of sounds weird that you think about those things, but it's situations, events, and circumstances that actually spur on some of our concerns. Just ask any parent of a brand new driver and their child's out driving for the first time. They go out on the date, even if it's by themselves, to just run to the store and back. You're like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. Will they ever get back? And you sit there and you stew about it until you actually know your child has stepped foot into the house, the keys are on the table, and they are safely in bed. I know I had to go through it. I'm still going through it now. It doesn't get easier the more you go through it. Maybe you're refinancing your house. Maybe you're trying to buy a new house. Rates are so awesome. And you're like, okay, I want to sell this house. And we want to, instead of building, because those rates are not so good, the cost of lumber, not so much, but to buy an existing home, maybe we can find close to our dream home. So we're going to sell our existing and we're going to go find our dream home. But then you have all these other things that come up in your head. Maybe you're living in your dream home and you're like, I want to refinance. I want to lock in a better rate so I can save some money. So I can put my own mark on my own house. Maybe it's your marriage. You don't even know who you're sleeping next to anymore. So you lie awake going, oh my gosh, what do I do now? And you have those questions. Is it worth staying in the marriage? Do I need to get help? Do I need to seek counseling? You got to take inventory. Your thoughts, your patterns, and concerns. All of these areas will give you a glimpse as to where a breakdown might be occurring. So what do you do with these clues? You're like, okay, Christiane, I get it. So tonight when I go to bed, I'm going to think about my thoughts. And please understand, you can't do this all at one time. It's going to take some time. It may take you a week just to really think about your thoughts or the season of life that you're in, the concerns that you have. It may take months to break it down. There are some nights I can go to sleep literally in a blink. And there are other nights that I am up in bed for two and a half hours. And I'm like, oh Lord, you need to settle this mind. And there are times that I just get up and I start writing things down because the mind won't settle. If my mind doesn't settle, neither does my heart. And ultimately here, that's what we have to look at. Healthy living is not about how much do you weigh? What size do you wear? What's your waistline? Yes, some of that is important because those are also clues as to your health, as in your physical health. But that's just one part of it. Just because you might be 10 pounds heavier than what they consider the average weight for your height and age doesn't mean that you're unhealthy. There are 10,000 other factors that go into this. Okay, that may be an extra zero or so. But you know what I mean. You got to look at the whole person, the whole you. So as you begin to take inventory of your thoughts, your patterns, and your concerns, what do you do? Well, it's an indication as to where to start with your overall health. Let me give you an example. If you go to bed and the main thing that's happening is cramping in your legs, you're like, gosh darn it, I just can't get over this. My legs cramp and they get tired and I don't know. And it's not real bad, but it's just uncomfortable. I toss and I turn. Well, guess what? That's a clue. It's a starting point for you. Consider hydration, intentional movement, vitamins and stretching. All of those is going to help with your cramping legs. But maybe you never thought about it that way. And don't you think hydration, intentional movement, vitamins and stretching all will help you in your healthy living? Of course it will. But maybe the initial problem right now that you need to figure out are your cramping legs, how to get rid of those. What does it look like? Ultimately, what you're doing here is you're prioritizing. You're prioritizing what is right in front of you. And the problem is everybody else is prioritizing things for our own lives, including our lifestyle. Look at all the commercials. Listen to what you see. All in your social media feed. They're dropping all the little things. You want the French fries. You want a shake. Oh, wait here. Let's go do this. But no one's sitting there talking about cramping legs unless if it's a pharmaceutical company saying you need to take this drug to help with this. Let's get real here. This is not about, okay, well, I need to lose 20 pounds. It goes beyond that. There's so much more to it than just losing a number. Let's gain back your freedom. Let's gain back your health so you have all the wealth in the world. Another example, if you go to bed and all you do is lie awake and you feel like you've had a burst of energy, yet you know you're tired. You're like, my gosh, I've been up. I've done 17 hours today and I'm laying down in bed and I'm like, I'm wide awake. Think back to where and what you last ate. When was the last time you ate? Was there more sugar than usual? Was it a particular food that you ate? There are some people that they eat a particular food that gives them energy. And no, I'm not talking about those energy drinks and all of that. Yes, those can give you energy, but hopefully you're smart enough not to take those prior to bedtime. So what is it? Maybe it's in the form of, okay, it's that food, but then it's how your body handles it. So it's your digestive system. It's your gut health. Well, what can you do with that? Maybe you need to be eating more fiber. Maybe you need a little more lettuce. Whatever it is, but it's all about the clues. You get to be a detective when you go to bed. And most people don't talk about this. You know, they'll tell you, oh, you need to do this diet. You need to eat this certain food. You need to go work out this way. You need to give me 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day of strength and conditioning. Yeah, that's all great. But what about your real life? What about what's really going on? What's about to hit the fan? Or you feel like it's hitting the fan every single time you go to bed? Do you think you sleep well if you have an argument with your spouse every single night? I don't think so. There's a problem there. So you look at that pattern. You begin to say, okay, what's going on? What's leading up to those arguments? Can I figure that out? Maybe I need to give him a little space. Maybe he needs to decompress more. Maybe I need to decompress more. Maybe I need to do some stretching, some relaxation. Maybe I need to have some chamomile tea before I go to bed because for some reason I get worked up. It's like this just kick. And for some people, it's a quirk. It's just how you're built. But that doesn't give you an excuse to keep it up. And if it's interrupting your sleep, which is a part of your health, then we have an issue. Do you see how all of this goes around? But who's really talking about this stuff? No one. Yet it affects your every day and your every night. So be a detective. Take inventory of what's happening in your life. Do it in little different areas. Look at it through the kids. Look at it through the spouse. Look at it through just yourself. You can even look at it through your, you know, the thoughts of your puppy dogs. It's interesting how animals sense things. Pay attention to them. You know that a storm is coming when you're outside and the horses get spooked all of a sudden. The cattle begin to merge together. They group together and they move to a certain area. They know a storm's coming. Pay attention to how your animals are responding to you. That might be even an indication of your stress level. They might be sniffing it out before you even know that you're stressed. Find that pattern so you can nip it in the bud sooner rather than later. This stuff builds up. And if you don't take care of it, what happens? Well, you're going to age a lot faster. You're going to be miserable more often. And it's not going to help your relationships with anybody. So be a detective. You deserve to live a healthy lifestyle as you define that. Notice here, I'm not telling you, you have to change certain things. You have to make that decision for yourself, not me. I can give you guidelines. There are so many books out there that can give you guidelines. The government can give you guidelines. Your best friend can give you guidelines. But who gets to decide what healthy living is for you? You get to. So look at it from a different perspective. What keeps you up at night? Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day and a restful sleep. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.